I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when, but that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars.
Welcome, radio listeners. Jay Garvin's here, your host of the Jay Garvin Show. And today we are truly honoring that name of the home and mortgage talk show. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, I am Jay. I'm your friend, as John Maxwell would say, if you know of that wonderful human being and leader and previous pastor. He also says, I can see the train a-coming down the tracks. Thank you, man, for that choo-choo-choo. Because today, we're going to get more centered and spot on with what I launched this radio show and podcast for, and that is home mortgage talk. Now, I know that I'm a nerd. Dave Ramsey says you have free spirits and nerds, and most of the time, you guys know, you listeners know, 90% of the time, I am a free spirit. There's no doubt about that. I talk 2,000 words a minute with wind gusts up to like 3,000 words a minute. My mom told me not long after I launched the radio show that she could not believe that I found a way to make money running my mouth off, and I have been running my mouth off for years now. I have great partners, Justin Hermes coming in, but without further ado, drumroll Matt, the title of today's show is Comparing a 15-Year Mortgage and a 30-Year Mortgage. Man, he fell asleep. Now you should get excited about this stuff. I was walking out of my house this morning, again, another beautiful weekend in Colorado, and please folks know that I come at this from a very educated standpoint. For over 20 years now, I've been a licensed loan originator, so I do this geeky math, and I'll share some of the history with you. But my wife is actually the nerd, and I'm the free spirit. She pays all the bills, keeps all of our accounts balanced and all of that. I'm the big thinker, and she will admit that with encouraging us and cheerleading for us to get real estate and more real estate that we have. I like houses, but I love residual income even more, folks. And if you're going to earn money on an investment property that you own, or if you're going to retire comfortably where you've got more money than month, you've got more money with your fixed income left over than your bills, you're going to have to get rid of and pay off that mortgage. And I've helped over 1,100 people personally get mortgages, and that doesn't make me happy. What makes me happy is that Jay Garvin's and the Garvin's Group and Churchill Mortgage, we are a debt-free lender. Please call me at 719-330-1457 and let me know if you know of any other debt-free lenders, meaning we want you to acquire debt-free homeownership. And I know that's a bit of an oxymoron, but what we're going to talk about today is the incredible, almost supernatural difference between something as simple as a 15-year and a 30-year amortized loan. Folks, and I get excited about this stuff. I'm going to have Justin Hermes from Real Estate Realities in the show, and he'll laugh at me because this is the only reason that my wife in our early 50s have 7 of our 8 houses paid off. It's the only thing we did differently than Americans around us, a majority, is we got all 15-year mortgages on our investment and second home properties, not 30-year mortgages. And now here we are, whatever, at $15,000 a month residual on just 6 of our 8 houses draw rents. I have an investment property that is really a second home. It doesn't draw income because my partner doesn't want it to, so we don't right now, but I'm going to have him buy me out of that. But I'm telling you right now that we own all seven of those outright because of the 15-year mortgage. And you guys, it's dramatic. I am a licensed loan originator, and I'll tell you that the 30-year mortgage is the last great legal scam in United States of America. Yes, thank you for that patriotic music right there, Matt, because we are a patriotic country, but buyer beware. 90% of all the mortgages I do are 30-year mortgages, and it saddens me because up until the 1950s, it's only been the last 75 years in this entire country that we've had a 30-year compounding mortgage. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about that with Justin Hermes at Real Estate Realities. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. And call me during the break at 719-330-1457 so you and I can have a consult, not only going into retirement to maybe get rid of your 30-year mortgage, but maybe consider it now. I just helped an individual get a line of equity to pay off some debt. Within the next 4 years, we're going to refinance them, getting rid of the line of credit and the 30-year mortgage down to a 15, and you can do it too. Call me, 719-330-1457. Back after these important messages with more of The Jay Garvin Show.
I paid the bank note, the car note, and yes, I paid the phone bill too. Well, I'd love to take you out like I said I would, honey, but there's too much month at the end of the money.
Shake, 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 Sonora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sonora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sonora, work your body liner. Work, 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 Sonora, work it all the time.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sonora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line.
Thank you so much for sticking with me. I am Jay.
Housekeeping.
My producer, Matt, looked at me like, what the hell are you doing jumping into the water in the next segment before I'm ready? Well, I'm ready. I'm here. And y'all need to get in line. Now I got Justin Hermes here, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. Good to be with you.
I know, man. It's been a while since we've seen each other. I'm wound tighter than a top in competition. I mean, I am a...
What do we got here?
I'm a squirrel in a dog pile.
Can I take a sip?
Yeah, absolutely. You can have snow as much as you want. Because I'm not hyped up because of the caffeine, my friend. I'm hyped up because I got so much going on. You know, we're recording this show, and literally immediately after this show, this Saturday morning, Kenny and I are off to Honduras for a whole week, and he's never been there. It's a great mission with Churchill. I'm passionate. Dude, I think this is my fifth time going.
I know. I've seen pictures on your wall if you guys down there.
And then I took my son Asher, changed his life. He ended up getting a $15,000 scholarship from Amway for his school for pre-med because he just articulated the Honduras trip and how it moved his heart to serve people through medicine and countries and stuff. And you do a lot for the Lord. You do a lot for ministries. You do a lot for the men and women in blue. Let's real quick, this is not a commercial, but name, you've been involved with Springs Rescue Mission, but you've moved on because there's a lot of people that's popular right now, but it's a great cause. You've also been with Big Brothers and Big Sisters a lot, but you've graduated and moved on from that, correct?
Yeah.
But now you're doing a lot for the police men and women and the sheriffs with vests and stuff, right? Talk about that for a
second. Yeah, Shield 616, great program.
Shield 616! Protecting you everywhere.
I love it.
Matt's got the bullet. But what is that?
It provides vests, so you're providing vests. It's throughout the whole nation now. They just outfitted the segment that does the carjackings in Chicago for the Chicago Police Department. And then when you do a vest presentation, they have somebody come up and share their testimony.
Uh-huh.
So it's not only armoring them with an actual vest, but armoring them with a relationship with Christ. And then
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I the last one I went to down at the sheriff's department, they had someone share their testimony, and it was really moving. And then I'm on the board with the sheriff's department, too, the Sheriff's Foundation, which is great, and the 100 Club, which supports the family of a fallen law enforcement. They step in right away and will pay off a mortgage or help financially. So there's a lot of good programs out there, and Brad's House and Junior Achievement.
Yep. And then, you know, Sabrina and my team, we love Young Life. That does a lot to lead teenagers in a safe environment to Christ. You know me, I've been huge on child and human trafficking and have given a lot to that. But probably my biggest one, my friend, is Life Network.
Yeah, you're great with that.
Yeah,
you invited us,
with
I think,
Rich,
4 or 5 years ago we went to that with you.
Yeah, to the gala. And now Rich, the president, and Derek, one of my best friends, is the head of that board. They really want me to do an event.
You should.
I would love to, but it's just not the time. I mean, do you know, for all of you who love and care, you know, my daughter had her ACL blown out. Dude, 3.5 months later, she's back in the dance studio already.
That's awesome.
She's just kicking. So I got that.
Best
we got
time
her graduation.
To probably have an injury at that age.
At 17. It's an amazing story. But I appreciate you coming in, my friend. And this is a very, very important story that you just talked about. Because today I'm talking about the comparison of the 15 and the 30-year mortgage. Yeah. Dude, and it's unbelievable. I mean, look at this. Just in the first 5 years, you get on a $300,000 loan at 7%, which is misleading because a 15-year mortgage is usually 0.5% lower, but I'm just comparing them apples to apples. You have a 30-year mortgage, a $300,000 mortgage with a $1,996 payment. You pay about $102,000 in interest over the first 5 years, and you only pay like $94,000. So it's closer than you think. The payment, my friend, is only 35% more because the 30-year mortgage payment is $2,696 rather than $1,996. So it's $700 or 35% more expensive. But look just in the first 5 years. In the first 5 years, that 30-year compounding interest, you only pay $17,500 off, literally only 5% on a $300,000 loan, where on a 15-year mortgage, you pay $81,000 off, over 27% just in the first 5 years. And right now, with interest rates as high as they are, I tell people, hey, don't worry about refinancing right now. We can help you consolidate debt with separate fixed second products and stuff. But like you said, walking in, with interest rates as high as they are on a purchase, there's only like three ways to get around it. Number one is I've been convincing more people to do 15-year mortgages. I got two of them because I'm like, dude, just spend $700 more. And it doesn't matter if you're 9%. You're still going to pay less interest than if someone on a 30-year mortgage got 6%.
100%. Yeah. And the thing people don't realize, too, is you tell them that and they go, well, so I'm going to have to come out of pocket $600. And you go, do you match your 401k at work? Do you put any money into an IRA? Well, yeah. Okay, well, this is the same thing, and you're going to pay double, triple on this house over time. Why wouldn't you pay extra? And
money saved is money earned.
Yeah, and the thing on the 30-year is just when you look at the amortization on it, it's a joke. It really is. And I only have one 30-year mortgage right now, and I wanted to explain it to Samantha because we did it for this time period and a goal that, hey, we're going to pay it off for 5 years. But we wanted a low payment, but I showed her. I said, look,
you got so much going on. You've got a wedding. Yeah. You're combining lifestyles. You have two different businesses. It's very smart. But
you and I both switched a lot of ours to 15-year a while ago.
And you're in your 30s.
5, 6 years ago, switched them all to 15-year mortgages besides this one, but I showed her, hey, look, $175,000 loan, our payment's $1,100, and we're only reducing $112 in principal. I go, that's how the banks make their money. Because you don't start winning, no matter what the interest rate is, 1%, 2%, you don't start winning over the bank until year 12.
Yeah.
Until it goes in your favor. And that's why the bank doesn't care. The average American moves every 5 to 6 years, and they can give a loan at 1%. They don't care.
And if there's no appreciation, they're basically renting. And I had the argument right here in these articles that I posted where one individual from Motley Fool did this and said, you know, it's great to get a 15 or a 30 or pay your house off early, but ready for it, drum roll, Matt. But you can make more money if you don't pay off that mortgage and invest the difference. And that's a lie because your interest rate may be 3% or 7%, but it's not simple interest. You have compounding interest. It's really about 12 to 16% interest at the front. and then at the end it's 1-2%, and people don't get that.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't even get that.
Yeah. I hear even savvy investors go, well, why would I borrow money at this if I can put it in the bank and make this? And you're like, look at the amortization schedule. Like I did, we got the 30-year, and I said, you see, I told Samantha, you see how much of a rip-off the 30-year mortgage is? Look at this.
And I told them, I'm the only mortgage lender I know in the world that says, I am a lender, and the 30-year mortgage is the last major legal scam in the United States.
It's what do you think? You think they'll do a 40-year mortgage?
They tried to, and it didn't float. Around 2006, 7, 8, they drew it back. But get this. Do you know in United States of America, the 30-year mortgage did not even exist until after World War II? In 1948, yeah. The 30-year mortgage was invented for new purchases only, for all the soldiers. And then in 1954, it was applied to an existing home. It wasn't even until the 60s that they allowed it for refinance.
Yeah. Closer to World War I, it was like 50% down. I mean, down payments were massive.
And, from 1930 to the 1950s, after the Great Recession, the only mortgage that they had was the 15-year amortized. There was a 15-year amortized, a 10-year amortized, and then other than that, dude, they were simple interest only, like HELOC, variable commercial loans.
Yeah.
And they would amortize them for 10 or 15 years, but they ballooned in 5. And that's how everybody lost their houses, because from the 1700s, to the 1900s, when Ben Franklin owned all of those townhomes and apartments in Boston, they did them all commercial loans for 5 to 15 years until they were paid off, and the landlord was king.
Yeah.
But people are also avoiding in purchases that high interest rate. How? You were telling me coming in, what are people starting to do with the FHA buyers and the VA buyers?
Well, assumables, and there's not...
What's an assumable? Explain to our radio listeners what's an assumable, because I don't want to assume that I know what an assumable is. You're getting me confused, Charlie!
Number one, there's 92 of them out there right now. I haven't seen one FHA. They're all VA.
They're all VA on
MLS, which...
And you know Bill McAfee?
Because, go ahead.
With Bill McAfee, he's got 40 of them in line, but there's 93 out there. That's more than I thought.
Yeah, but the difference is, you know, number one, you have to, if the listing agent knows what they're doing, which I haven't seen any of them that aren't asking for VA replacements. So you got to be VA to come in and replace that loan.
Yep.
And then also you got to make up the loan difference. So you look at it and you go, oh, that sounds pretty good. Well, the purchase price is $400, the loan balance is $200. You have to bring $200,000 to the table and be a veteran so you can replace their eligibility. So, I mean, that's kind of it in a nutshell, you know, but...
But on top of that, wait, you've also, with the VA, if it is non-replaceable and you sell it, which it can be sold to a non-VA member, that individual vet cannot go to their next duty station and buy another house. They're
tied into it.
They're tied into
it. That's why all of them are, you know, they're asking for VA replacement.
Yeah. So. But why are people doing it? Because... houses are hard to sell right now? They're not hard to sell. I mean, we have a shortage. I mean, people are selling houses for less. Are there real estate agents saying, hey, you're going to get a better likelihood of selling it if you...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. That's what the listing agents are doing.
You know, and I would say it's just like half the inventory out there right now is tough inventory. It's in a metro district or in a high HOA or extremely high taxes, and a lot of those areas that have an assumable. Some areas like Larson Ranch where you have a 2,000-square-foot house, the taxes are $6,000 a year. They're really struggling to move those. So
$6,000 a year?
Because it's in a metro district out in Larson Ranch.
You have a $1 million house. I have a $1 million house, and my taxes are only $3,000.
Yeah. So a lot of them you're seeing are in areas that it's not a great area to invest, number one, and so they got the assumable in there. And, you know, I would probably say half the inventory is in that category. The other 25% has a $200,000 difference in loan balance, and then the other 25% possibly could be a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's like right now, 900 homes on the market, half of them are in areas that are like a Meridian Ranch where your HOA dues are $300 a month.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the water's in there and everything like that. So
of the 900 homes on the market right now, how many do you think are resale and in the infill parts of town? You know, things that are...
500.
About maybe 60%.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do you want to tell the radio listener that's new? Because I didn't know that. I didn't know there was less than 1,000 homes on the market. We should be seeing a big increase, and we haven't. And Bill McAfee says we're not going to. Because,
yeah, I don't think we will.
Yeah,
I
because and permits are down, which freaks me out.
Yep.
Freak out. Thanks. Dude, that was good, man. Now I'm going to have to think of something to bring in Funky Cole Medina.
I love it. I love it. But I think, you know, ultimately it's just you buy. There's some good buys out there at the same time, though. I mean, there's stuff in Village 7. And I had a buddy text me one today for $375, 2,000 square feet, four bed, two bath. There's some good buys out there. And this little bit lull in the market could be the last, in my opinion, 3 to 4 months. Because when we get into spring and summer, it's going to take off again. Prices are going to go back up. And if they lower rates, which I, you know more about this than I do, but I think they're going to politically twist his arm, Powell, to lower rates, and then prices are going to go nuts in Q3, Q4. That's my opinion.
I don't think so, because it's not up to Powell. Powell literally has to get all 19 of these regionals in line, and they might be able, God, you know.
So what do you think? They're not going to?
Dude, out of 19, they had 18 out of 19 that said we need to keep them even or less. And then December and January's inflation numbers came out, and then the unemployment. And now there's 7 of them that are saying we need an increase.
Increase, yeah.
Which is crazy. That would kill things.
But if they have any dirt on Powell, right, or any of these people, politically motivated from the Biden administration, you don't think there might be a chance they're going, we got to have this economy red hot. We got to have some rate decrease.
Dude, I don't know. They got me. I mean, they caught me behind Burger King, and I had like 19 burgers that I'm shoving in my face.
And you wanted it your way.
I wanted it my way, and they're like, hey, eataholic, you need to say that Joe Biden is good or we're going to turn you into the burger police.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I don't know. I honestly don't know either.
I
wouldn't be
you.
Shocked, the stuff we see in today's political environment.
It's ridiculous, but I do agree with you that if you plan to buy this year, you better get off your Rudy Tootie and call me or Justin immediately, because this summer is going to be hot and we're going to see prices go up.
Yeah, and you got 350 homes right now that type of stuff will disappear.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on, my friend. I appreciate you as always. We'll see you in a couple months, my friend.
All right.
And you've been listening to the Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to finish comparing a 15 and 30 year amortized loan right after these messages.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am so excited. One of my best friends in the world, next to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and my beautiful wife, Justin Hermes, is an amazing human being. He knows a lot. I know a lot about mortgages. He knows a lot about real estate. It's very interesting that with interest rates the way they are, some listing agents are saying, hey, let's list your VA home and home loan and your FHA home and home loan as an assumable sale. That's a big deal. But if you're going to do that, you need to have buyers that have a lot of money, because if you're selling your house for $300,000 and you have a $200,000 FHA loan that you bought the house 8 years ago and it's appreciated that much, that buyer's got to find that $100,000 somewhere. But going back to the 30 and 15-year mortgage comparison, my friends, before we get to that, I just want to give you a little bit of history. And compounding interest is an interesting thing, because it's a formula that was created, and it's been around for over 500 years, folks. And in fact, just like Most of United States originated from England as the colonies. Our finances are no different. England was the original world standard for colonies, for commerce, for banking, for basically all different realms of economics, trading, naval capacity, you know, and everything in between. Buildings, structures, merchants, marketing, farming, all of that, as well as Germany was in there in many parts of Europe. But you get my point that this gentleman, Richard Witts, W-I-T-T-S, actually wrote a book, a legendary book, you know, with a boring, understanding, mathematic title in London, England. And he pretty much developed and fine-tuned. And basically what compounding interest is, simple interest is very, very simple. If you have a $100,000 loan and you have a 10% interest rate on simple interest, you are going to pay $10,000 of interest in 12 months on a $100,000 loan, and that's going to be about $800 and change every single month the entire 10 years, the 120 term of that loan, and you are going to have principal reductions on your own outside of the simple interest only payment structure. That's how houses in 1785 were financed in the United States. They were amortized loans, just like commercial loans today, over a 10-year period. Say you bought a huge building in Boston, like Benjamin Franklin would. Say there was 1,000 units in a row housing, and he, way back then, bought it for $100,000, which is the equivalency of over $3 million today, he would have a $833 payment, and it would balloon, which means it would be called due or stop in about 5 years, and then the bank would get their money. What compounding interest? The 30-year United States mortgage and the 15-year United States mortgage does is compounding interest is a scale where there's a disproportionately large amount of interest up front, and then as you progress through the term of the loan for a 30-year term, it is basically 90 to 95% interest the first year to the 12th year, and then it starts to taper towards principal reduction. And that's why I say the 30-year compounding fixed mortgage is one of the last great legal scams in the United States if you are the borrower. For the bank, it's phenomenal. Financially, for my wife and I, we love this product because we have a lot of people that Churchill Mortgage, my company that we collectively own as team members, and I believe we're the only, I'm 98% sure we're the only employee team member owned mortgage company in the country. And here I am as a licensed loan originator telling you, hey, I would love to help you with your 30-year mortgage, because if you're going to get one, I am the best individual that you could ever hire. And I would love to help you with your next mortgage, whether it's a purchase or refinance, a 30-year, a 15-year, or a home equity line. I can help you with all of those. In fact, I'm going to do a shout-out to Jim and his wife, who just this week we closed a $200,000 home equity line of credit. I would tell you his wife's name, but it's unique enough that you may know who they are. But yes, Jay Garvin's Churchill Mortgage, I can help you with a home equity line of credit so you don't have to disrupt your low-interest rate existing first mortgage. And I'm talking to the listeners that are homeowners, of course, because 90% of us are homeowners. Those of you who are not homeowners, please hire me, whether it's a 30-year mortgage or a 20 or a 15-year mortgage, to help you purchase your home, because I am the most qualified and I help keep radio live every week by closing mortgages so I can subsidize this radio show. But folks, it wasn't until 1948 that the 30-year mortgage was even used in the United States, and that was for new purchases only. It wasn't until 1954, basically 70 years ago. Here's our country, 240 years old. Two-thirds of that time, we didn't even have a 30-year mortgage. But you would think Americans would do better, but not as of late. You know, 40% of all working Americans are a paycheck away from being insolvent, and everybody wants more for less now, and things are inflated. I can't believe in Colorado Springs, a median-sized home, a three-bedroom, two-bath house, is $480,000. That's just a reality. But from 1930s to the 1950s, the only amortized product that existed was the 15-year and the 10-year amortized loan. And in the last 2 minutes here in this segment, I want to share with you on a 15 versus a 30-year mortgage, a $300,000 mortgage, both mortgages at 7%, which is a little misleading because 15-year mortgages, 95% of the time, are always lower, at least a half a percent lower in interest rate because they're less risk for the bank. Less profit, but less risk. On a $300,000 mortgage, a 30-year mortgage, you're going to pay basically $2,000 a month, $1,996. And on a 15-year mortgage, you're going to pay about $2,700, about 35% more. You would think if you cut the term in half from 30 to 15 years that you would double the payment by 100% because you've divided the term, the length of the loan, by 100%. It's not true. By cutting the length of your loan in half, you only add 35% to your payment. And over the first year alone, on a 30-year mortgage, you're going to pay $20,900 in interest to the bank. And on a 15-year, it's almost identical. You're going to pay $20,600 of tax-deductible interest. And over the first 5 years, which is where most people keep a house, you're going to pay over $102,000 in interest on a 30-year mortgage and $94,000 on a 15-year mortgage. It's about $10,000 less, but it's not a lot less interest that you pay to the bank on a 15-year mortgage. But when you're making those extra payments, all of it is going to reduce the principal and paying less interest on a smaller loan. So in the first 5 years, folks, if you have a 30-year mortgage at $300,000, you're basically renting your house. On a $300,000 mortgage, you are only decreasing your principal amount $3,000 a year. That is like less than $600, less than actually $400 a month out of that $2,000. $1,600 of it is going to interest and only $400 is reducing. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to go through this in the end and see next segment how much you save over 70% more principal reduction that first 5 years on a 15-year mortgage. Don't go anywhere. I'm here for the power segment after this important message. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Now I don't know. I don't know where I'm not gonna go when the ball hits the floor. Let me say it now, I don't know.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Wrap it up. I take it. Wrap it up. I take it.
Well, thanks for tuning in. The final segment on my 30-year mortgage to 15-year mortgage comparison. And like I said earlier, don't freak out. Thank you so much, Matt. Oh, freak out! Because I'm telling you, as a licensed loan originator, one that wants to earn your business, I'll help you no matter what, that you should understand the additional expense and risk with a 30-year mortgage. Okay? And the bottom line is that on a 30-year mortgage at $300,000, you're going to pay about $102,000, over $100,000 on top of your principal balance in the first 5 years. And guess what? In the 15 years mortgage, you're going to pay $94,000 in interest. So both are tax-deductible benefits if that's what you go for. But the principal reduction on this $300,000 mortgage compared exactly at 7%, your principal reduction that first 5 years for the 30-year mortgage is literally only $17,000, like 5%. And on your 15-year mortgage, even though your monthly mortgage payment is only 35% more, you are going to reduce your principal balance on your 15-year mortgage of a $300,000 balance of over $80,000. Literally, in the first 5 years, the first third of the mortgage, you are going to reduce your balance by over 27%. So at the end of 5 years of the 15-year mortgage, you're only going to owe $218,000 on that $300,000 mortgage. And that's on a 15-year mortgage. You're going to reduce it from $300,000 to $218,000. A 27% decrease paying off over $81,000. The $300,000 mortgage, you're only going to reduce your balance from $300,000 to $285,000 in 5 years. And you're really not going to get to a point where it starts making aggressive principal reductions until the 12th year. So even though you're only paying 35% more, instead of a $2,000 a month payment, you're basically going to pay $2,700, but you are going to save over $200,000 more over the life of the loan on a 15-year mortgage as opposed to a 30. And folks, if you're getting a mortgage at 50 years old, you're going to have it paid off by the time you're 65 instead of the time you're 80. That's why I beg people to do these. But do you know why people don't do them? Well, I can't afford that monthly payment. Yeah, I think you can buy a smaller house, folks. I think you can have your spouse contribute, and maybe I would tell a young couple, you need to share a car to and from work with insurance and the expense and all of that, and do a 15-year mortgage instead of having two cars and two payments for insurance, all of that, because it's very, very important. It's important because everybody comes up to me and says, wow, it's amazing that you and your wife own 7 out of 8 of your houses outright, and you're only in your early 50s. And I'm like, thank you. But no, it wasn't luck. We do have the favor of God, but all of our properties, except for our primary residence, we bought on 15-year mortgages. Justin was in here, and he's done the same. He's got a dozen houses as well. So it's very, very important. And Dave Ramsey is a huge 15-year mortgage guy. And as you've heard on his radio show, Churchill Mortgage is Dave Ramsey and Ramsey Solutions' desired lender, because we want to help you not only buy your house, but get rid of your debt. That's why many of you are homeowners. I want to ask you, please introduce me to your adult children and friends. You're very intelligent because you're listening to talk radio. Most people who do are very informed. But don't assume your relatives and your loved ones and your friends are. I actually feel sorry for the children of radio listeners like you that don't get to meet me, because they're going to have a tough time keeping a positive legacy going in your family, because inflation and the cost of living in America is so dramatically high that they need good counsel. And you know what I'm sharing with you, my friends? You know how 40% of Americans are paycheck to paycheck? Less than 10% of homeowners are paycheck to paycheck. 90% are secured. Even shouting out to my radio producer here and all of you, you would all be startled to know, Matt and company, 40% of all Americans that own a house don't have a mortgage. 40% of all people. So people that own a home next to you, they're not as broke as you think. Now, in Colorado, it's about 37% because we're a newer state and houses are appreciating fast. If you go to the Midwest, the South, and the East Coast, it's like 45%. If you go to Wisconsin, there's parts of Wisconsin that 50%, half of the neighborhood, owns their house outright. And why wouldn't we have that statistic? My wife and I own 8 houses, and 7 of them are owned outright. You know, we have 95% of our houses that we own. And you can do so as well. And the big takeaways from this show, this cult classic, comparing a 15-year mortgage to a 30-year mortgage, is you can own your house outright like the 40% of American homeowners like myself that do. You just need a good coach, and I am that coach. So I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. And guess what? Let's go to one of the most intelligent humans in the last 200 years on Earth, Albert Einstein, both a German and an American and Jewish descent, says this: compound interest is the 8th wonder of the world. He who understands it earns from it. He who doesn't pays for it. So I'm glad that I'm one of the part owners of Churchill Mortgage, because if you have a 30-year mortgage, thank you, because we're charging you compounding interest. But as a friend and passionately as a radio listener, I want to help you. I don't want to make money off you. I want to help you. Call me at 719-330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, my friends, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. Because even in the world of compounding interest, it doesn't matter at all when you go to see your maker. Just your loved ones and memories. Have a great week, folks. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
We got every crutch, every drug, every medicine, but there ain't no pill for comparison. Yeah, we got TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, but there ain't no pill for comparison.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
We got every crutch, every drug, every medicine, but there ain't no pill for comparison. Yeah, we got TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, but there ain't no pill for comparison.